Bay from USDA. USDA. Welcome.
My title is Humidity Efficient Clam Shears to Decrease Moisture Loss and Extend Storage Life of Small Fruits. Here the red moss top is commercial clam shear. We develop clam shear, the size and things exactly same as the commercial clam shear. Therefore, if you can use your commercial the packing line, you don't change anything. Just have decreased the opening area. Yeah, here it's back to 1,300 years ago, Queen Yu Huangyang in China. She once reached South China and tasted the lychee, and she could not forget the flavor. And people tried to deliver that to her, use a fresh cut bamboo tube and sear the fruit, and use horseback relay to deliver fruit to her. Then it's 1,000 years later. Here's Jack Barrard, a French chemist. She noticed this stored fruit. They produce CO2 and consume oxygen and cause the atmosphere exactly extended storage life. And here see the respiration mostly within influenced bigly by the environment atmosphere, and transpiration influenced mostly by the humidity. And this diagram is from Berg 2004 book, and the model from banana before and after climacteric. You can see the respiration. It's have a big peak at climacteric, and after that, kind of relative decreased and low. I can see low, but you can also see high. Compared pre-climacteric is higher, but compared to this transpiration, it's much lower. Here is a drop a little bit, then climb again until the totally deteriorated. In a CAS system, preventing water loss has been proven to be more important and cost effective than controlling the gases environment. Apples and bananas lost water at a significant rate even when the relative humidity of the surrounding air is 100%. It's mostly because you have respiration rate, you produce heat. And many research reports describe the relative humidity as 80%, maybe mostly 90% or above. But what's different? People just feel, oh, if I report that, my humidity is high enough. Here is this Takeiris and Hikita's model of 2008. It's about the XX, it's perforation. This model is for micro perforation, not micro, it's macro. And the Y-axis is effective permeability. All of gas basically follow same model as oxygen, CO2, water, whatever. Here is what my model generally for all for macro perforation clam shear. Here fruit and its opening. Basically, for our design also, it's no substantial carbon dioxide and oxygen modification. What it means is always have carbon dioxide less than 5% times CO2 offset oxygen higher than 15%. And one of the important points is tolerant to break of cold chain, especially during the marketing. And here, if I put the humidity with the blue spot, it means in fruit you have a very high, almost 100% of humidity, relative humidity, and in clamshell high, and outside it's lower. First, between the fruit and the inside clamshell, the water evaporation and transpiration from fruit to surround atmosphere, and then the water vapor loss from package to open atmosphere through the macro perforation. And then another thing is aerodynamics. Here later on you can see the evidence is so big influence. Here relative humidity change in climate shears at 0 degrees C, it's a green line at the bottom is 0 degrees C. Here you can see commercial climate shear is lower respiration rate, and also you see the change is so dramatic. Usually it's when air compressor you kick in, then pull out all of the humid the air from climate shear out, then replaced by dry air. But it's new climate shear is stable. And similar situation, 10 degrees C and 20 degrees C. And here it's a lot of the calculation for modeling. But one thing I just want you get a point out, it's at 20 degrees C, at climate shear, it's almost close to 100% of relative humidity. The water contents in the atmosphere is about 2.15%. It's what it means, your oxygen there is not like we always see in 21%, it's 20.5% about. It's a very important calculation when you do the model. And here we show our results for the, this fruit is the Chinese bayberry. Here like stone seed, and outside is surrounded by the flesh needle. It's a very special, not, you don't have a skin to cover the fruit. But here is at 25 degrees and 2 degrees, the water loss. Look here, it's within 3 days, losses more than 4% of water in the commercial climate shear, and with the new it's less than 2%. It's a ratio about 2.6 to 2.9 times more water loss in commercial climate shear. And here's loquat, totally different fruit, but the ratio also about 2.6 to 2.9 times more water loss. And we also did cherry, strawberry, blueberry, different fruits, and this is a common benefit you can from the new climate shear. Besides less water loss, of course you have firmer texture and less handling loss. Potentially less recall caused by short wait. I visited quite a few packing houses in Oregon for the cherry industry. They said short wait caused the recall is a major concern for them. And less strange and fresh appearance. And of course, we have a big concern is the water, the decay. Do we increase decay? We had some experiments. It's a number always slightly higher, but we really never see a significant difference, but we keep continue always these things. What fruit is really not suitable for this climate is a big thing for us. And here I show you a few of the pictures, mostly for specific influence of the climate here. One thing, for example, cherry, it's stem dry and stem brownie. It's a major quality indicator for consumer. And this peating, mostly shorter area. The peating is also another major thing. But the use of new climate here have very unbelievable influence to these two disorder. And another thing is lychee. When lychee is very thin skin and not touched to the flesh very tightly, and so easy to lose water, and use the new climate here, just a few percent of humidity change is has dramatic change. We had sample not did analyze yet, but it's we are thinking about it. You see ATP ADP AMP ratio, and even further APA dependent and independent signaling. And here another example is the calyx dry in strawberry. It's very sensitive to water, humidity. And the conclusion, humidity efficient packaging reduce fruit weight loss, shrinkage, and thus maintain fruit firmness, decrease handling loss. Packaging reduce quality loss of fruit through protecting the water deficit sensitive tissues, organs, peating and stem deterioration in cherries, pear dry and darkening in lychee, and calyx dry in strawberry. For research, balance, it's one of the, every time we say, oh, we have a new climate, people say, oh, did you open larger hole because you have a less moisture problem? But it really is a balance. Where is the best, better balance? It's you keep your skin or your some tissue alive is important too. And for the research, it's aerodynamics of vapor moving in packaging. And we have recommendation for use this clamshell. First, very, very big impact is the lychee, longan, cherry. And then it's quite successful. And not that the supermarket you get tomato recently, this is a very small opening. But the other things still huge openings. But it's mini tomato and blueberry also good. But it's strawberry, always, I never had a negative data, but always, can imagine strawberry, it's moldy stuff. But it's, we try to keep continue to see about it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Yeah. Yeah.
When clamshells replace baskets for strawberries, the venting that was selected was for a balance between air exchange for forced air pre-cooling and maintaining some water vapor in the clamshell. So it stands to reason that if you further restrict the water diffusion, you're going to create more problems in cooling the fruit.
What we are thinking for our new climate here, it's always pre-cooling especially. Your pre-cooling, you need to fast enough to get it cooled down. Therefore, you need a bigger the venting rate. It's therefore every time I always ask, do you your packages before for example, you have a field pack. That case is not really a good idea using this new climate here because your cooling down ratio is much slow. But for most of the fruits these days, the packing house. If you're going through packing house, you already cooled down. And most of the case, it's like cherry industry. They're also in the cold water near 0°C going through that is fruit cold enough. It all depends on your, how do you process your fruit.
Any other question?
Are you talking about clamshells that are being made new, different from conventional clamshells?
You're right. It's just from convention clamshell, I just changed the opening ratio. Yeah.
Any condensation differences?
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, were there differences in condensation between the old
package and the old? Yeah, it's correct. It's another thing, it's really have a condensation issue. It's not, for our experiment, we did not see, yeah, we had some big, large scale experiments. We had four packing houses shipped to the overworld, and we had a record every stage what happened, but we never successfully get rid, you know, the bag, what kind of condition. But it's a wonderful issue. It's still, you have more, it's kind of a smog in the clamshell surface.
Thank you very much.